Ever dream of a three-row SUV where everything for every passenger feels just right? Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX80. With available features like biometric cooling, electronic air suspension, and segment-first individual audio that isolates sound. Right to the driver's seat. Discover every just-right feature in the all-new QX80 at InfinitiUSA.com. 2025 QX80 is not yet available for purchase. Expected availability summer 2024. Individual audio cannot buffer all interior sounds. See owner's manual for details.
Welcome back to the Schoolyard Sports Land Frank podcast. I'm the host of this podcast, Land Frank. Today, we're on our first mobile podcast ever here in Tennessee. But obviously, lots of news. The NBA Finals, the champion has been crowned. LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, 2020 NBA champions. I mean, we're nearing the World Series in the MLB. Is the NFL falling apart with all these COVID things? Wait to see in the Schoolyard Sports Land Frank podcast. Let's drop right into our headlines, starting off with the NBA. As I said in the intro, obviously congratulations to the Lakers and LeBron James winning their 17th title ever as a franchise. LeBron James winning his fourth finals MVP, winning his fourth finals. What a series it was. The Heat, they battled hard the whole series. I mean, the last game, they didn't really show up. They cut it a little close then. They lost by 13. But LeBron James and the Lakers, congratulations. LeBron winning your fourth finals MVP. The Lakers winning their 17th finals. And that's pretty much it for the news in the NBA. But for the NFL, oh boy, there's a lot of news in the NFL. I mean, COVID, obviously. Titans, I think they're going to be good now. They played against the Bills. That worked out. So I think the Patriots, that's a bit of a problem still. They had to cancel their game against the Broncos. It'll be played this week on Sunday. It was pretty much a bye week for both teams. Broncos players were a bit upset, saying they practiced all week just for the game to be canceled. I kind of agree with that, but I mean, that's how it's going to go this year in 2020. But that wasn't the only NFL news. Dan Quinn, I called it, he did get fired. That's the right move by owner Arthur Blank. And here he said that Matt Ryan's future is up in the air. I agree with that. I think maybe they could even draft a quarterback. That would be the right move, or trade for a young quarterback. So I think that was the right move to fire Dan Quinn. They're off to an 0-5 start. That's absolutely horrible. You lose to the Panthers. You lose to the Cowboys. Teams like that, that's not good. So Dan Quinn, he is now fired. Now the worst news of the NFL this week. Dak Prescott, obviously getting hurt. Andy Dalton will take over. He dislocated his ankle against the Giants. Hopefully the Cowboys can still have a good season after this. But Dak Prescott dislocated his ankle in the last game. Jimmy Garoppolo, I was shocked. They benched him. Kyle Shanahan, their head coach, he decided to bench Jimmy Garoppolo after throwing two interceptions. That's a bit shocking to me that he benched him. They put in C.J. Beathard. They absolutely got demolished that game against the Dolphins. Not good at all. So Jimmy Garoppolo, we'll see how his future is with the 49ers. Maybe this offseason, there were rumors that they were going to go after Tom Brady, cut Jimmy Garoppolo and sign Tom Brady, and then the Patriots were going to pick up Jimmy Garoppolo again. That would have been crazy. But no, Tom Brady is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Jimmy Garoppolo, his future is up in the air like Matt Ryan. Maybe C.J. Beathard will be the starting quarterback next week. I doubt it. Jimmy Garoppolo just had a rough game coming back from an injury. I think he'll bounce back. But what a rough game for the 49ers. Most of their squad is out. Pretty much with like Nick Bosa, most of those guys on that team. I think they'll still make the playoffs. I don't think they'll make a playoff run. They can maybe lose in the wild card. I see Nick Bosa going down. But I think Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers will bounce back. Now, the MLB. My Yankees World Series prediction was wrong. But the Dodgers are my new prediction. I think the Dodgers definitely have a chance to win the World Series. And what a series it would be if those Dodgers-Astros. I mean, obviously, the Astros cheating a way to beat the Dodgers 2017 World Series. Obviously, what happened this season with Joe Kelly, what a story that would be. But I do think that the Rays will make the World Series against the Dodgers. And in that World Series matchup, I think the Dodgers win that series 4-1 over the Rays. So the Rays will not get their first title ever. I think the Dodgers win the World Series this year. College football. It was a big week in college football this week. Florida, they lost. LSU, they lost. Oklahoma, they beat Texas. That was a really good game. But, I mean, I kind of feel bad for LSU because the game is supposed to be in Louisiana. But because of the hurricane in Louisiana, they switched the game to Missouri. Missouri got to be at home. So, I mean, that's I think that was kind of wrong of the SEC to do that. They should have done a neutral site. So Missouri got a little lucky. They did beat LSU with the goal line stop in the last minute. What a game that was. The biggest game, obviously, Oklahoma-Texas. I watched that 4 overtime. Sam Ellinger, 4 touchdowns. I think Texas probably should still stay in the AP poll and rank number 25. Oklahoma, I don't think they should have gone in the AP poll, obviously having 2 losses. Same with Texas, but their 2 losses are actually to kind of good teams. TCU and Oklahoma. Oklahoma, their two losses are to Kansas State and Iowa State. Not good for them at all. But that's about it for headlines this week, as there are a lot. Now let's move over to Squared Sports Game Day. I said last week I was going for a perfect record. We definitely did not get that perfect record. We missed a couple games, but this week we're going to try and get that perfect record. Let's jump right into it. First game, Texans-Titans. I was around this game last week. I mean, they didn't play, but I was right that the Texans would win. I think the Texans win this game too. Romeo Crennel, their head coach, I think interim head coach. Maybe he can be their head coach after the season. I doubt that, but barring no breakouts for the Tennessee Titans, I think the Texans win this one close. Falcons-Vikings, even though the Vikings lost, I think they definitely have momentum to win this game. It was a close game against the Seahawks. I have the Vikings winning this one big. I don't know who the Falcons' interim coach will be yet, but they don't have Dan Quinn anymore, so I think the Vikings win this game. Broncos-Patriots, same. This game happens. I mean, it should have been last week, but they're both on buys because of the Patriots' COVID outbreak. But if it does happen, I think the Patriots win this one. I think Cam Newton will probably be back to play, same as Stephon Gilmore. So I think the Patriots do win this one big. Ravens-Eagles. The Ravens, big. I do not like this Eagles team at all. I think the Eagles maybe could be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year. We'll just have to wait and see. I think they win at least like three more games, and that's pretty much it. I mean, they lost the Steelers last week. They actually have a hidden gem for them, secret weapon. Travis Fulgham, they picked him up from their practice squad 2 weeks ago. He had touchdowns against the 49ers. Now, this week, he had a crazy game, 150 yards, three touchdowns. So I picked him up on my fantasy football team. What a game he had. But I do think the Eagles are just such a bad team this year. Ravens defense, what a team they are. I mean, what a side of the ball they are. They're one of the best defenses in the NFL. I think the Ravens win this one big. Browns Steelers, just because it's in Pittsburgh, I like these teams a lot, both of them. The Pittsburgh Steelers are undefeated. I can't believe that. Browns only lost one game. I also can't believe that. Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Baker Mayfield's basically taking on a new role at the Browns. Not throwing that much, but because they have running back pieces at D'Ernest Johnson, Kareem Hunt, Odell Beckham. So when they need him to throw, he will. But this is a good role for Baker Mayfield, pretty much. I think, but just because in Pittsburgh, that good defense for the Steelers, I think the Steelers win this one close. Packers-Bucks. The Packers, big. That's a bit shocking to most people. I don't think the Buccaneers, I mean, they're not really a complete team yet. I mean, maybe they can get in the playoffs, sneak in, go 9-7 because of that division with the Saints. The Saints aren't the best team. We saw Monday Night Football. They won that game, but got off to a horrible start, 20-3. If Michael Badgley makes that kick to end regulation, then Saints lose that game. They only have one win in the season. Not good at all. So I do think that the Packers win this one big. Rams 49ers, close, in a classic in San Francisco, but I do have the Rams coming away with this one. We'll just have to see who the starting quarterback for the 49ers will be. But I think this game is going to be a classic. What a game it would be, maybe. I think my final score prediction, 35-32, Sam Sloman walk-off field goal. Chiefs-Bills. I do like the Bills defense, but I think the Chiefs come away in this one, bounce back win after losing last week to the Raiders. So I think the Chiefs will get the job done, even though I do like the Bills defense. A bit of a low-scoring game. Let's say 28-16 Chiefs. Cardinals-Cowboys. Cardinals, I mean, obviously, no Dak Prescott. I mean, horrible injury he had. But, I mean, it's sad pretty much. But I think the Cardinals do come away with this one close. I do have the Cardinals in this one. I don't know if Andy Dalton can lead that team. He had a great draft to end the game against the Giants, which won that game for them. Giants are my favorite team. I was a bit upset about that. But, I mean, the Cowboys won that game. I don't think they can win this game. I think the Cardinals do win this one. And that's about it for Squared Sports Game Day. Leave your picks in the comments section. Let's move to top five. Today's top five is top five NBA teams going to next season. And the obvious one, number one, the Los Angeles Lakers, the reigning champions. I think they will be the best team going into next year. And number two, the Boston Celtics. Not the Clippers, not the Heat, none of those teams. The Boston Celtics. They definitely have a future. Jason Tatum could even win MVP this year, which we'll have to wait and see. But the Boston Celtics, they could definitely make the finals. Maybe that might be my finals prediction. Lakers-Celtics, we'll just have to wait and see. But I do think the Celtics are the second-best team going into this year. Third, Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, we'll just have to see how they do in the playoffs. But regular season, they're one of the best teams in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, all those guys. If they can get a new superstar, maybe they can even pick up Bradley Beal. They could maybe get DeMarcus Cousins, Ben Simmons, Russell Westbrook. I saw maybe they could get Russell Westbrook. That would be crazy. Trade Brooke Lopez, Eric Bledsoe. That'd be crazy. If they got Russell Westbrook, that'd be great for Giannis Antetokounmpo. So I think the Bucks are the third best team heading into next season. You're probably wondering where the Los Angeles Clippers are. They're at number four for me. I mean, new coach. I mean, it didn't go well. Doc Rivers, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard. We'll just have to see how this duo goes. I think if after this year, even midseason, if it doesn't go well, they'll trade one of those two guys, probably Paul George, in my opinion. So the Clippers, the fourth best team going into the NBA next year. So, I mean, maybe they can make the playoffs, and maybe they couldn't even make the playoffs. They could be a breakout team. I could be wrong. Maybe they could even make the finals, win the finals, win the championship. But for right now, the Clippers are the fourth best team going into next season. Fifth, this is a bit of an odd one, the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, KD's back. Kyrie's back. They could get Bradley Beal in the trade. We'll just have to wait and see. But I think the Nets are the fifth best team going into next season. We got great coach in Steve Nash. First year head coach. Well, I mean, never had coaching experience, but he's a head coach for them. That was pretty good hiring for them. So I think the Nets are the fifth best team going into next season. They definitely have a chance to make the finals. They'll definitely make the playoffs with that team. Easy Eastern Conference. We'll just have to see how the Heat, Sixers, and Celtics do. The Sixers and Heat are not on this list. The Brooklyn Nets are. I think the Brooklyn Nets, the fifth best team heading into next season. And those are pretty much my top five NBA teams heading into next season. Leave your top five NBA teams heading into next season in the comment section. Now, did you know? Today's did you know is, did you know that the state of Alabama, their state sport is figure skating, not football? I mean, that's pretty much crazy. Figure skating, not football, not basketball. The best football, I mean, that's basically football country. You ask someone in Alabama if they knew that the state sport was figure skating, I don't think they would know that. I think they'd be shocked and stunned. I definitely thought it'd be football or something like that. Did you know that? Leave that in the comment section if you did, but the state sport of Alabama is figure skating. Now, a new segment. We're going to do this every episode. Who is the most valuable person of the week and who is the least valuable person of the week? So, pretty much, it could be an MLB player, could be an MLB coach, could be an NBA player, NBA coach, anything like that, college football, any sport. But today's most valuable player is LeBron James, or even that whole Lakers team. I mean, this one's pretty obvious. LeBron James leading the Lakers to their 17th championship ever, his fourth championship, fourth finals MVP. This is an easy one. You could put any you can even say any player in the Lakers, even Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Danny Green. So, I mean, except for Quinn Cook, he got left the stadium after the game, which is kind of funny. But, I mean, LeBron James, what a series he had, how dominant he was. He's definitely the most valuable player of the week. Now, the least valuable person of the week. This one is Dan Quinn, former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, he got fired, but, I mean, those game plans he had, you lose to a team like the Panthers, you lose to the Cowboys. I mean, those defenses are not good, and Dan Quinn is just, I mean, I kind of called it that he would get fired. So he's definitely least valuable person of the week. So, I mean, Dan Quinn is officially out as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Matt Ryan's future is up in there, but that was it. But I think it's LeBron James' most valuable person. Least valuable person was Dan Quinn. Leave your most valuable person in the comment section. Now, another new segment called My Favorite Five. Every week we'll be doing this. Some weeks it'll be my favorite five teams. You'll get to know my favorite teams, my favorite five players. But today's is my favorite five athletes to watch in all sports. So at number five, Conor McGregor. I think he's one of the most exciting athletes to watch in sports. I mean, he's insanely athletic, great fighter, stuff like that. So exciting to watch him. So he's number five. At number four, Saquon Barkley. Just watching him do his hurdles, spin moves, anything. He's probably one of the most exciting athletes to watch in sports. And when he's healthy, he might even be the most exciting athlete to watch in sports. I mean, maybe for me. I mean, when he was playing, I mean, one of the best. I mean, so exciting with all his hurdles, everything. Spin moves. So Saquon Barkley, definitely top five exciting athletes to watch in sports. Number three, another odd one, Damian Lillard. I think Damian Lillard, I mean, just shooting from the logo, scoring 60 points. When he was in the bubble, what a performance he put on. Damian Lillard had a crazy bubble. Playoffs, everything. So, I mean, Damian Lillard, one of the most exciting athletes to watch in sports by far, I think. Just shooting from the logo so far. One of the best shooters in the NBA. So exciting to watch. I think he's number three. And number two, LeBron James. This is an easy one. Not number one. Maybe you guys can guess who number one is. Kind of easy. But number two, LeBron James, one of the most exciting athletes to watch in sports by far. I mean, just everything he does, so exciting. So I think he's at number two. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. No debate here at all. Patrick Mahomes is definitely the most exciting athlete to watch in sports by far. Everything he does, trick passes, one-hand passes, no-look passes, left-hand passes, anything it is, one of the most exciting athletes to watch in sports. I mean, there's so many videos of him. One time he was on his knees, threw the ball out of the stadium, 60 yards. It was a high school stadium, on his knees. That's absolutely crazy. Patrick Mahomes, one of the best athletes in all sports. I think he's the most exciting athlete to watch in all sports. Leave your top five athletes to watch in sports in the comment section. Now, Scored Sports Showcase about college football, where we basically predict the game of the week. Today's game of the week is Georgia-Alabama. But before we pick that game, let's talk about what happened in college football this week. I mean, Florida. What happened to them? I predicted that they would win in a shootout because their defense was terrible. That defense definitely showed being terrible. Their coach wants to have 100,000 fans at their game. I mean, I don't know what he's thinking saying that. But Florida, I don't know what happened to them. They lost to Texas A&M. Texas A&M surprised me. They play Mississippi State next week. Mississippi State, what happened to them also? I mean, they've lost two games since the LSU game. LSU 2, I mean, I kind of understand why they lost that Missouri game. They kind of got unlucky with the whole game being switched to Missouri at their stadium. It should have been neutral site. But that's pretty much what happened to those teams. But Texas, I think Texas definitely should have been ranked number 25. Not dropped out of the AP poll at all. I mean, it was such a close game. I mean, four overtimes. Texas came back in the fourth quarter. What a game Sam Ehlinger had. Four touchdowns on the ground. What a game he had. Spencer Rattler, too. I mean, what a game that was to watch. Four overtimes. But that was about it for those teams. But now, the game of the week for this week is Georgia-Alabama. Let's get into it. I think Georgia-Alabama. This game will be close. Alabama's defense is absolutely just horrendous. Nick Saban blamed it on Lane Kiffin stealing his signs. Lane Kiffin kind of made a little joke about that. I mean, you can't really steal signs in football. They just, Ole Miss had a great game against Alabama. It was a close game, but I mean, Ole Miss had to kick a field goal in the fourth quarter, which kind of messed them up a little bit. Then Alabama scored a touchdown. It was basically like a game where it's a shootout. You have to keep up with the other team. You have to score a touchdown every possession or else you'll just lose. You can't get to a two-possession game or else you're done. So that's basically what happened with Ole Miss. But Alabama's defense giving up that many points, that's not good for them at all. Their offense, I mean, 63 points. Wow. What a game they had. Najee Harris, 5 touchdowns against a bad Ole Miss defense. So, I mean, what a game out for Alabama. But Georgia, their defense is scary. But this is what is going to trip them up against Alabama. They get off to really slow starts, which is not good. They got off to a horrible start against Tennessee. They give up snapped the ball into the end zone over Stetson Bennett's head. And a Tennessee player recovered it for a touchdown in the end zone. They get off to slow starts. Second half team, they're one of the best second half teams in all of college football. Just go crazy in the second half, like the Arkansas game where they had a really bad first half and then just explode in the second half, went off. That's what happened in the Tennessee and Arkansas game. But this game's going to be close. It's going to be 28-10 at halftime for Alabama. Alabama's going to be winning. Georgia will make it 31-20, but the final score will be Alabama 48, Georgia 26. Leave your prediction in the comments section, but I think that's what's going to happen in the game of the week, Georgia versus Alabama, number 2 versus number 3 ranked team. Now, after LeBron James has won his fourth finals, 4,000 MVP, the question everyone's asking, who is the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Here's who I think is the GOAT, and here's the rundown of it. LeBron, 4 MVPs, should be 5. I mean, he got robbed this year. But I think he just needs one more title, one for MVP, and then he's the GOAT. 5 titles, 5 MVPs, that's it. He's the GOAT no matter what. Michael Jordan has 6 finals championships. But, I mean, Michael Jordan, I think he's the GOAT as of now. LeBron basically has every stat above him except for title wins. So I think LeBron needs at least one more title and one for MVP, and he will be the GOAT no matter what. And if you don't think that, I mean, I don't know. I think LeBron James definitely will be the GOAT after, and maybe even after this season. Because if they win the title this year on 2021 season and he wins MVP, then no doubt about it, he's the GOAT. But as of now, I think Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time. Leave in the comment section who you think is the greatest of all time. Now, around the bases. We didn't do this last episode. We're going to do it now. As the MLB season, I mean, playoffs, we're nearing the World Series. We're just going to have to see what happens. I think I already told you my prediction. I said Dodgers, Rays. I think the Dodgers will win that World Series. The Rays will not get their first title ever. We'll just have to wait and see. But the Dodgers, I think they will win the World Series. I mean, so the Dodgers, they're going to win the series against the Braves. The Rays are going to win their series against the Astros. So They're going to be pretty close series, both of them, but I think the World Series will be 4-1 Dodgers over Rays, winning the World Series, getting the first title in a little while, but I think the Dodgers definitely will win the World Series. Congratulations to the Rays for even making it this far against the Dodgers in the World Series. They beat my prediction, the Yankees and the ALDS, so I mean, that was a great Game 5 in that series. What a game that was. Went to the ninth inning. I watched it. It was really close, but the Rays advanced. They're in the ALCS. I think they will make the World Series. Same with the Dodgers. They will make the World Series. And then I said, prediction, 4-1 Dodgers getting their first tail in a while. But that's it for Around the Bases. Now, this or that. Today's this or that NFL edition. Who will get more touchdowns? Who has a higher MVP chance? Who's the worst team in the NFL? We're going to get through all that in this segment. Who will get more touchdowns this season, Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? Patrick Mahomes will not get more touchdowns than Aaron Rodgers this season. Aaron Rodgers definitely has a chance to win MVP over Patrick Mahomes. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, what a player he is, but not this season. I don't think he'll win MVP this season. I don't think they're going to win the World, not World Series, Super Bowl this year. I think Aaron Rodgers definitely will get more touchdowns this season over Patrick Mahomes. Who is the higher MVP chance, Aaron Jones or Josh Allen? This is a close one. Aaron Jones over Josh Allen. I think he has a higher chance of MVP. Josh Allen isn't really a touchdown machine. I mean, even though some games he is, some games he isn't. Like the game against the Raiders, he didn't score a touchdown passing, I don't think. So, I mean, Aaron Jones, I mean, he's a pretty much touchdown machine. One of the most touchdowns in the NFL last season. Scrimmage touchdowns, second to Christian McCaffrey. But, I mean, Aaron Jones definitely has a chance to win MVP this season. One starts of the season he's had. But now, who's the worst NFL team? I mean, this is kind of a funny one, but Jets-Falcons. Who's the worst NFL team? This is a close one. The closest one yet. The Jets are the worst NFL team. It's a close one, but the Falcons, they're both really bad. Two of the worst teams in the NFL by far. But the Falcons, I mean, they've got some key pieces. Julio Jones, he needs to step it up, obviously, for them. They have no chance of making the playoffs. No coach, no nothing. They have 5 losses already. That's just horrible. Sam Darnold, I mean, I said they would have a chance against the Cardinals last week, which they sort of did. I mean, if Sam Darnold played, maybe they would have won that game. I doubt it, but I think the Jets are the worst team in the NFL. Falcons, maybe they can get their thing together with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Maybe get 7 wins in the season, 6 wins. We'll just have to wait and see. That's better for this or that this week, as I think Aaron Rodgers will have more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes. I think the Jets are the worst NFL team over the Falcons. And I think Aaron Jones will has a higher chance to win MVP over Josh Allen. Leave your predictions in the comments section. Now, let's do a rundown of basically what the NBA Finals was. I mean, let's see if my bold predictions are right. I'm not afraid to say that they're wrong. I think most of them definitely are wrong. I mean, I said Anthony Davis would have a terrible series. Bam Adebayo will win Finals MVP. Those obviously were horribly wrong. Horribly wrong. But I got 2 of them right. The 2 that were right was that LeBron would go crazy and I didn't say he would win at Finals MVP. But I did say that he would have a great series, which he did. And I did say that the Lakers would win in 7 games. But the Lakers did win, so that technically is right. I predicted it would go 7 games, which it didn't. It went to 6 games. But 2 of those predictions were right. Probably the 2 easiest ones to get. The LeBron would have a good series and the Lakers will win. But the Lakers are the 2020 NBA champions. And what a series it was. I mean, Jimmy Butler, congratulations to him. What a series he had. What a future he has, as if he's not an all-star. I mean, he is an all-star every year already. He could definitely expand his game this season. He could even win MVP in the 2021 season. You never know. 2021 might even be crazier than 2020. Hopefully not, but Jimmy Butler, I mean, I think he's going to have a great future ahead of him. Same with those young guys on that team. Tyler Hero definitely has a future ahead of him. Duncan Robinson, he's probably one of my favorite players on that team. He went to Michigan. I mean, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, maybe the best 3-point duo in the NBA. So I think the Heat will definitely be back in the NBA Finals. Maybe even next season, you never know. I doubt next season. But I think they'll definitely be back in the NBA Finals somewhere in the near future. But 2 of my bold predictions for the NBA Finals were right. Leave in the comment section if you thought the Lakers would win the series and if you thought they would go to 7 and you thought LeBron James would have a great series. Obviously, it didn't go to 7 games. That prediction was wrong. Leave that in the comment section. Now, the last thing on the day is question of the day. Save the best for last. Who do you think the GOAT is? LeBron James or Michael Jordan? I said who I thought the GOAT was. Michael Jordan, as of now. Leave that in the comment section. Maybe there'll be some debates. I think LeBron James is not the greatest player of all time, as I said. Michael Jordan, greatest player of all time. That's about it for Score It Sports with Lane Frank. First episode on the road in Tennessee. What a great episode it was. But don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Follow Schoolyard Sports on Twitter at Schoolyard Sport. Subscribe on YouTube, Schoolyard Sports. Follow the Instagram at Schoolyard Sports. And follow the DB Podcast production team, who produces this podcast, best video and audio podcast in the game, at DB Podcast on Instagram. That's about it for episode 6 on the road in Tennessee. This is Schoolyard Sports, Lane Frank.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.